In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
I just want to start briefly with, put an image in your head. Our kids, when they were little, used to always go on the animal shelter websites of the various animal shelters just to look at the dogs and the cats. It was something they loved to do. One time we could hear them laughing and giggling and said, "Mom and Dad, come look at this dog." So we go to the computer screen and there's this dog waiting to be adopted that was a blend of a basset hound and a husky. The way the DNA blended, it had the tiny little basset hound body and this enormous husky head attached to this little body. It was one of those things that I don't think nature initially intended, but it was adorable in a kind of a homely sort of way. But if you could keep this image of a little basset hound dog with a husky head, adorable, but something slightly off about it, if you could keep that image in your head for just a minute. So we live in a society in which the greatest value is what we do. That's kind of the overlying value that, not just America, although that's certainly true, Western culture in general is very much into doing and accomplishing and achieving. We're a society of do. When you meet somebody, one of the first things you ask them is, what do you do? What do you do? We don't usually ask, what do you like? We usually say, what do you do? It's the way that we greet one another. And even in the church, I think sometimes we have gotten affected, some might say infected. We're not immune to this. If you hear of a saint that you've never heard of before, the first question we ask is, oh, what did they do? What did they do? That's like the natural question for us to ask. On several Orthodox websites that I look at, and there was this meme about 6 months ago, 8 months ago, that I just want to read to you because it exemplifies how we sometimes are as Orthodox Christians in this world. And I reprinted it in larger font so I could read it. A young Orthodox person was speaking to an elder, and the young person said, "I can finally do a full vegan fast for all the fasting periods. And yesterday I read 3 more chapters of the Philokalia. And my kids are memorizing the ladder of divine ascent. And I've added 40 prostrations to my prayer rule. And I lead a weekly discussion group on the Desert Fathers. And I've got an all-Orthodox Spotify station. And I'm up to 4 podcasts a day. And I've got 2 mission trips planned before the end of the year." And the elder replied, "Huh. This morning, God and I shared a cup of tea." It's kind of humorous, but the idea is to contrast this kind of modern Western approach to our faith with maybe a more ancient, more old school approach. And not that there's anything wrong with doing. We are bodily creatures that need to do and need to accomplish. But too often we end up like the dog I mentioned at the beginning. It's disproportionate. You know, if the head represents the doing, that gets bigger and bigger and bigger while the rest of the body stays the same size. You can't not do anything. You can't take the head off the dog. The dog would die. Doing is important. But sometimes it gets so disproportionately large that it no longer fits the body, no longer fits who we are as people. And a dog like that, unfortunately, I worry that it's going to have back and neck pain most of its entire life. Too often, I think we become human doings instead of human beings. Now, today in the church, we are celebrating this beautiful feast of our Lord's Ascension. God, who became incarnate in human flesh way back at his Annunciation and revealed at his Nativity, God has come among us, brought divinity to the earth, lived a full human life that was also a divine life on this earth, is betrayed, suffers, is crucified, and dies, and is buried, and then rises again on the third day, all doing so in human flesh, so that human flesh and the human body and the human soul and the human condition can touch the things that are of God. And then 40 days later, which is today, 40 days after his resurrection, he ascends into heaven. So first, God in his divinity has come down to earth, and now humanity is taken up into the kingdom of heaven. And this is all for us. This feast isn't for Christ alone. This feast is for us. This is Christ opening the gates and the path to our ascension into the kingdom of heaven. And when we think of ascend, don't think geographic. The disciples saw Jesus go up, but that was for their own benefit. The kingdom of heaven isn't merely up there. The kingdom of heaven is everywhere. God is present everywhere. As Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is even within you. So to ascend to the kingdom of heaven doesn't mean you literally have to go upwards. To ascend into the kingdom of heaven means to discover the place where God dwells. And to ascend into the kingdom of heaven much more often requires us not to do, but to stop doing. To stop doing, at least occasionally, to stop doing. Christ's last instructions, we just read in today's gospel reading from Luke. Our translation was substantially weak in our altar gospel, unfortunately. You might remember he said, "Stay in Jerusalem until you are endowed with power from on high." But the Greek word does not mean stay. It's kathisate, which literally means sit down. It means sit down and it means to rest. It has two meanings, sit down and rest. It's the same verb we get our word kathisma, which is parts of the vigil in which we sit down. Or akathist, which means don't sit down. But Jesus' last instructions, or almost his last instructions, were sit down and rest in Jerusalem until you are endowed with the power. And this choice of words to rest is not by accident. Christ doesn't do things by accident. It's because they are about to embark on an incredible, powerful, eternally important mission to the world. And the only way they can do that in the spirit of the kingdom of heaven in the presence of Christ is if they first are able to contact the kingdom of heaven within, that God within, the calm heart, the quiet spirit. And when we say rest until the power comes, rest doesn't mean be lazy. You know, to rest actually takes effort. It takes, if you've ever tried to be quiet for 40 seconds, it takes effort. Let alone the disciples, 10 days. How are they supposed to rest and be quiet for 10 days? That is an effort, and that is a challenge in itself. It's kind of one of those paradoxes of the faith in that in order to not do, you have to do. You have to somehow hold both of those at the same time. What Christ is saying, though, is that enough doing is about to present itself. But for now, my beloved disciples, he says, rest. Find quiet. Find the kingdom of heaven within. You know, how many times in the Psalms, if you go through the Psalms, does the word meditate come on? It was in our third antiphon today. In Psalm 4, it says, you know, I meditate in the watches of the night on my bed until I am quiet. Every night at Vespers, Psalm 104 is read, which says, "May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord." Yet how often in our Western society do we actually do that? How often do we meditate? Do we stop and be quiet? Stop and listen? Stop and let the chaos of my mind just, you know, flow down river? Stop and let the emotions of my heart settle and try to find that still, small voice of God speaking into my heart? And give the noose a chance to breathe, a chance to step back and observe, and to not be preoccupied with everything going on. And so I think as we celebrate this entrance of humanity into the kingdom of heaven, of Jesus taking our human flesh and the human spirit into the kingdom of heaven in himself and opening the gates of heaven to us through that ascension, I think it also behooves us to listen to that instruction. The same one he gave to his disciples, when we read it here, it's also for us. And he says, rest. Rest until you are endowed with a power from on high. And by that, again, we don't mean be lazy. By that, we mean be attentive to the quiet, attentive to the voice of God, attentive to the kingdom of heaven within. Amen.